yeah, this first month of getting on the ice, getting going as a team, it just feels long, and then you just keep going, and then it just hits you, and it's first week, and you're looking around. It's like we hit the bus tomorrow from Minneapolis to hit our flight, and it's exciting. We got a brand new group of guys, tons of new faces in there, but a lot of returners. But it's been a good start to the season, and the boys are pumped.
Well, we're fired up to play. I mean, it's been a long month for everybody, and you know, it's time to play hockey. It is, we're going to use the old proverbial groundhog cliche, because it's been long, and we're ready to play some games, and we're ready to we need to play some games. We need to watch some video, and we need to that's where we're at right now as far as needing to learn.
It's been far too long since we heard this.
Flamang carries it into the offensive zone. He's on a backhand. Shot low to the ice. Stick to the side by Kotai. Rebound to the left side wall. Kept alive. Left side circle. Shot. And he scores! Bemidji State's Adam Flamang. And Bemidji State wins it 3-2. Flamang pulled it into the left side circle and rifled it right past Kotai. I see no reason why this won't stand up to replay. Bemidji State should win it.
Are you ready for the start of the 25-26 hockey season?
The one point he brought is just go play hockey. We've been hitting some like things, some little areas that we know and some triggers that we know we have to focus on. But when it comes down to it, first weekend, like, we're good hockey players. Trust that we can make the plays, make it happen, and just go play hockey.
Are you ready for late night Beaver hockey?
I've played there a lot, over the course of my career, and I have never really worried too much about it. And I don't think the guys do either. I think you just play, and do you get acclimated to the time change? Probably not, because you're gonna get up awful early. You're gonna get up awful early, but you just play, and that's where they're gonna drop the puck, and we just go play, and we figure it out from there, and we'll see how the guys are doing. I just think, again, at the end of the day, what we're gonna see on Friday night, we're gonna see a tired bunch of guys. That's why it's important that we manage the bench properly. We go short shifts, we roll four lines. We do all those things to make sure that we've got good jam and we got good energy.
Are you ready? Beavers and Seawolves, next on the Beaver Radio Network.